Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Let's talk about connection with oneself. I believe most people don't feel their life is meaningful or their sense of fulfillment as high as it could be, because their connection with themselves is poisoned by their self-talk. They are constantly berating themselves, speaking negative to themselves, saying awful things to themselves over and over and over and over again. They're judging themselves as unworthy, incompetent, stupid, ugly, all of these things that they say. It's on a rhythm. They just say it. They don't even know sometimes they're saying it anymore. Or if they do, they're just mean to themselves. They say things to themselves they would never say to other people in public face to face, but they say it to themselves. Again, most often because they didn't get intersected with personal development earlier in their life to learn to take control of that self-talk. Because the way you speak to yourself on the daily is what leads to that lasting sense of fulfillment in life. You can be the greatest caregiver, servant leader, an amazing human of generous spirit to others, that for all the reasons you should feel fulfilled. But if you hate yourself, you will not ever feel fulfilled. If you hate yourself, you won't recognize the meaning of life. And many people don't get meaning and fulfillment in their life because they hate themselves. They speak so poor to themselves, and they keep telling themselves that an event happened, they ascribe meaning to, that led them to being unworthy, that they kept repeating over and over and over again. And either mental health practices or a professional licensed therapist has got to step in and work with that person to finally go, whoa, 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 listen to your self-talk here. And the funny thing is, having been coaching for so long, and I've had the blessing of training tons of therapists on how to be coaches as well, even though they're two very separate things, that at the end of the day, people who speak negatively to themselves, they actually know they're doing it. They just haven't decided to stop doing it yet. And so much of coaching or therapy is getting them to point to be A, aware that they are doing it, and more aware of the consequences of what's happening when they do it. Because usually it's just either it's running unconsciously, or if it's running consciously, they'll allow it because they're not aware that that is what's triggering the behavior and the events in their life that keep spiraling downwards. And so if you're somebody who's mean to yourself, please, 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 please seek mental help this year. And I genuinely mean it. I'm someone who's recommended therapy for my entire career. It's different than what I do. I'm not a licensed therapist. I think a lot of people need that help, especially if some trauma or some major event in the past continues to make you struggle emotionally, continues to shape your behaviors in ways that you know are not negative and that are not positive. And if you need the casual approach to it, it's like there's a million and one books on self-talk. I mean, go pick up any personal development or self-help book. It's going to talk about this topic. The thoughts that we are running in our minds about ourselves are so insanely consequential, right? It's that old saying in personal development of whatever you follow the phrase I am with has major impact in your life. I am unworthy. I am stupid. If you fill that in with a negative statement, then we're guaranteed a downward spiral. It might not happen right away. It's going to happen. So we've got to learn to feel that in a positive way. I am what? Blessed, competent, capable, caring, kind, compassionate, a learner, a giver, a leader, a servant, a role model, a hopeful person, a kind person. Whatever it is for you, you got to define that meaning
in more positive ways if you already know you're doing that negatively. But I know, Brennan, I got it. Okay, I'm glad you got it. Now tell me how you've taken that common sense and put it into common practice.
Hey, it's Brennan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Where does your conscious self-talk happen each day? See, what most people realize, like, oh, wait, I do have time for that. But there's no consistency in what they're saying to themselves. And guess what? Without consistent self-talk, there is no consistent character. Let me say it again. Without consistent self-talk, there's no consistent character. So what, Brendan? Well, guess what? If we lack congruence in our life, we lack a sense of fulfillment in our life. When we aren't being congruent with the person we know we should be, which tends to come from our self-talk, then we never feel fulfilled because we feel so far away from our ideal. How do you get someone closer to your ideal? You have to start changing the language they're using in their head for themselves. And so I want you to have a consistent self-talk pattern. Maybe that means for you, you write down an I am statement, or you write down a purpose statement, or you write down affirmations that you're going to use on a consistent basis over and over and over again. I just heard this great interview my friend Ed Milet did with one of the former presidents, I believe it was, of Starbucks. And this person had an amazing career, just an absolute amazing career, really helped Starbucks go to a whole other level at the time. And shared how for 50 years, he had three morning affirmations he said to himself. Think about that. I know so many of the greats in personal development always taught this, to have some morning mantras or morning affirmations. And that can sound like cotton candy self-help stuff, or you realize you are actually coding your brain. You are building in the software code that runs the whole system. And now you can get excited about it. That means you're the developer. That means you get to code the system and how it interprets things. That your connection with yourself is primarily being established with what you say to yourself. So let's improve what we are saying to ourselves to deepen the connection with ourselves. I think that's job one, managing your self-talk so that the meaning of things and who you are more elevated. I think that's so important. This is not about narcissism. I'm great, I'm great, I'm great, I'm great, I'm great, and really feeling insecure and awful. So you treat other people awful. No, what it is about understanding that your thought patterns, especially about what you say to yourself on a consistent basis, can truly shape whether or not you feel fulfilled. You've got to get closer to the ideal of the best of who you are. And guess how you get there? You have to command yourself. See, if I don't command myself, my body just goes over to the couch. If I don't, Brendan, listen. You have this day, my friend. You are blessed today. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to serve. Please grant that I may seek today to live, to love, to matter, to be my best self. Please allow me to serve with excellence today. Please allow me to be a force of love today. Brendan, you got this. Show up, bring the joy, honor the struggle. Let's live today. Let's love today. Let's matter today. Let's go. Simple. Talk to yourself. Cheer yourself on. If I show up consistently as my best self, then I feel congruent with who I know I can be. So I've got to tell myself to do that. You kind of have to boss yourself around a little bit to keep yourself out of the gutter. You kind of have to boss yourself around. And I know that can sound flippant, but it's like so many people don't. They're following an impulsive physical desire, dream, or feeling, and they're disconnected with the part of their mind that can say, hey, let me tell myself what to do here. Not just in the moment, every day. Every day. That self-talk commands you to be congruent with the best of who you are. And the more you are congruent, the more you are fulfilled. You can do fulfilling things, but if you are incongruent, you don't feel fulfilled. Think about that. Because your mind, your body, your spirit knows if you're being congruent. If you are a person of integrity, living the best life. If the further you are away from that, the harder it is to be fulfilled, even if you're doing fulfilling things like serving people. So get your self-talk realigned. I can't emphasize anymore how important it is to master this area of your life, to take control, to create a consistent routine of positive self-talk that guides you towards being your best every day so that you have more opportunities. You're going to have lots of misses, but because you're stepping at the plate, you'll have more swings. You'll have more opportunities to hit a home run. You'll have more opportunities to have the at-bat to be your best self. And the more that you do that, the more hits you get. The more hits you get, the better you feel, the more competent and capable. And so I'm encouraging you all to please, please, please remember this. Say amazing things to yourself. Have an affirmation list. Have a practice. Do it at a certain time, a certain date. In my world, I'm blessed to run with the greatest motivational speakers of our time, and all of them have something they say to themselves backstage before they go out on stage. Do they need to do that? No. Yes. If they don't, see, they're commanding themselves. They're willing themselves. They're encouraging themselves. If you don't like the word command or demand, they're encouraging themselves to get into the right state of mind to have their best performance, their best service, so that later on they can go, that was really great. I appreciate that. I feel good about that. I feel fulfilled. See, it's hard to feel fulfilled if you don't feel good about how you showed up. When you feel good about how you show up, again, and again, and again, and again, the senses of meaning and fulfillment lift up.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people. And they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.